Very simple. Look at me, I'll do it for him. Learn. You little boy, what will happen when you see a sick fellow, homeless, lay down in the street? And how do you feel when you see two happy young children hand in hand drawing? The second one will give you the joy. Why? Seeing the joyful people is joyful. That's a rule. That's simple, isn't it? So these people, they reach the joy, they somehow transmit it. Because looking at the happy people means looking at beauty. And looking at beauty is joyful, believe it or not. Yes.
The hare lodged the lion in prison. Shame on a lion who was discomforted by a hare. He is in such a disgrace, and still, this is a wonder. He would fain be addressed by the title of Fakhruddin.
You know why it's not translated Fakhruddin? Because it's translatable. You could say the pride of the religion or pride of the path. That will be it. But here it's not translated because there isn't a story behind this. The story is a historical one, not made up story, so it's not a very good one. It's a story about the life of Rumi. We know that his father was living in Afghanistan, Rumi was born in Bagh. At that time, we know that there were two different tendencies. One was towards the religion, Orthodox religion, the other one was about the free spirit. Rumi's father belongs to the second one, we know that. He followed the path. The first path belongs to the dogmatic religious people over there, and the head of them is Imam Fakhruddin. So there is a bad guy named Fakhruddin. This is the guy who will use his influence in the court to hurt Rumi's father. So much that Rumi's father will decide to leave the country, emigrate. The reason, one of the main reasons of that emigration is the fellow Imam Fakhruddin Razi, who is an extreme right Orthodox religious fellow. Rumi here will remember him. They say that here, bringing his name, he intentionally used that one, that example, to say that, look at this silly, stupid fellow who is counting on the power he has, because he had the power and he used his power and influence in the court. This is the stupid one. With that lion, that could be beaten by a little rabbit. All the power he had, with a little bit of cleverness, could be cheated. And the stupid fellow believed in that power and thought that having that power, it could be even pride of the religion, something like that. So there is a playing with the word over there, maybe in some interpretation you will hear a lot. But mainly, he's back to the story to sort of make the conclusion. The conclusion is this, that I told you this story. Why did I tell you this story? The story of a lion and a rabbit and animals. Why did I tell you that? Just for one reason. Because you believe in power. So you think that the powerful in you will be the winner. We don't. We know that, yes, the powerful one in you is the animal existence of you, is that driver, is the biology with so many experience and improvement during the time, and all that given, this lion could have bitten a little rabbit. So develop an ear, so you could get rid of the powerful animal in you. Because the animal in you is really powerful. It could paralyze you. You know how could it paralyze you? Anyway, do you have any idea?
Anger.
He has done it already. It's in you.
Jealousy.
You really, deep down, you don't believe that with a couple of words and a couple of beliefs, this animal, with all the background up to, from the amoeba up to the ape, could just disappear. You don't believe that. You think that, yes, gradually the animal could be tamed. Yes, gradually I will learn spirituality. Yes, gradually, step by step, I will improve. You know what? I'm less jealous today. Last year, I was even worse. Improvement is there. This is the way you see it. The way we see it, it needs just a simple thing like that. It could be turned around. We believe in magic of love, and we have seen it, that a fellow, very wise one, very clever one, walking really in an instant, just looking to someone else, suddenly all this will drop down, and suddenly the taker and the grabber will become the giver. We believe in that, you don't. We try to convince you. So please, develop some ear. This is the message of the story. He's talking about this story about the little, furry, cuddly animal with the big ear. Khargush means the great ear. This great ear could even trap the lion, believing it. Have I repeated it enough or not? This is belief. This is the school of thought which is based on belief. Non-believers, they could go through all this education with no change at all. Yes, if you go through this education without the belief, you will learn a lot. You will learn a lot about philosophy, literature, poetic language, art, and how to argue about whatever. You will learn all this, but you will not be a happy person. This is not what this book is all about. Rumi himself will tell you. In the second book he will say, you know what, this book, you have seen it, you could use it as a pillow. But I haven't done this for you to sleep upon. This is a book. You should read it. And he will tell you how to read it. And I'm trying here to do the same. Read it differently. Because this is not literature. Of course it's a masterpiece in literature. It's a very good poetic language, but that's not it. This is something that should sink in you, in belief. That's it. That belief will change everything, but you don't believe in that. This is what the story was about. So we will come back to the rabbit and we'll say, listen, the little rabbit could entrap the lion, could bring you the happiness, only if you open your ears, yes?
Also talking about the other animals, that's a part of us too that he's talking about.
Yes, but if you're worried about those other animals and you want to make a referendum and things like that, it will be an endless process. The rabbit, the ear. Because yes, you could find the truth in different ways. We believe even in chance. Yes, it's quite possible that tonight walking home, suddenly everything will be clear to you. Thanks God, let it happen. We believe in that. But the main thing is listening. That's the word he began the word. Remember, everybody fighted him that you should start your book with the name of God. Where is the Bismillah over there? I don't know. Vishnavi, they do stand in Dastan. That's about it. Listening. Let's listen.